The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yivam is Daf Kuf Beis. Gemara says that Lagabi Yom Kippur, that is an Issa Nilas HaSandal, only a minel shal oir is aser. Only a leather shoe, shoes made out of other materials, are not aser on Yom Kippur. And Shulchan Aruch says this also in Siman Tafresh Yudalid Sif Beis. Also, linol sandal or minol shel oir, a filo shel eitz mechupa oir. Also, ava shel gemi, if it's made out of rubber, a shel kash, straw, a shel beged, or made out of like a fabric, or shel sharminim mutter. If it's made out of anything else, it's mutter. That's what the Mechaber passes. Now, although that would seem to be halacha psuka from the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, there are chumras over here. There are two chumras in this need. The first chumra is based on the Rambam, and the one who brings this out is the Panim Iris. It's brought in the Shari Tshuva in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. It's also in the Shari Tshuva over here in Taf Yeshu Dalet, and Tisha B'Av is in Taf Kuf Nun Dalet. And he's medayik in the Rambam that the Rambam does not paskin like this. The Rambam paskins that every shoe is also, as long as it's a shoe, it's also regardless of what the material is. Okay, so that's the first chumra, but it's important to note that that's only if it's a shoe, not stam a shmata, not stam some kind of fabric on a person's foot. If it's a shoe, even though it's not leather, it will be also according to the Rambam. That's what the Panamira says. Okay, so that's the first chumra. The second chumra we have goes even further, and that's from the Bach over there in Tafresh Yudalet Sif Gimel, and based on the smag and the smack, that the Bach says that they hold that we paskin not like the Sugis HaGemara over here, rather we paskin like the Tosefta, which says that Anpilois Shel Beged is Osir. Anpilois Shel Beged means just like pieces of fabric, pieces of clothing, which a person wears on his feet, is also Osir. And the Mashmais over here is that even socks is included in that. So Laimi by non-leather shoes is going to be also, and not only that, but even, let's say, some kind of a slipper, which you'll say is not even a shoe, it's just like some kind of a wrapping that a person puts on his foot, will also be also. But it sounds like even socks, I mean, it's just a piece of fabric, is also going to be also. And it's mashma like that in the Bach also, because he goes on and says that he saw his rabbisav, his rebbis, that they would go yachaf legamri. They went completely barefoot on Yom Kippur, which again sounds like they weren't even socks. That's what it sounded like for the Bach. But Akoponim, so we have two chumras. The first chumra is the Panim Iris based on the Rambam, that all shoes are aser. The second chumra, going even further, is the Bach based on the smag and the smack, that even anpilois shall beg it, pieces of clothing are aser on Yom Kippur. Okay. So these are chumras over here. Now, the truth from the Marashag in Chelik Beis, Simon Kof Yud, where he says not to follow these chumras, even the Panim Iris is chumra, he says not to do. He says, you shouldn't even do it as a Midas Chassidus. Why? He says, because what are you doing? You're increasing the level of Inui that you're going to be having on Yom Kippur. And he says, that's not the correct approach. V'haraya, there's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah deraisa, according to some Mishnah, it's deraisa, some Mishnah, it's derabanan, akopanan, but there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippurim. And one of the reasons given, as Rabbi Yehuda says in Shari Tshuva, is Shardalat, is that a person should have kayach for the tainis. Why did he say he shouldn't eat, and or at least he doesn't have to eat, and then he has even more inui? Right, like the Gemara talks about in Perek Yom Kippur, the Gemara talks about as a havin of inisa masach zeh means he should sit in the sun and be hot and be uncomfortable on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says no, that's not what it means. So that means that now that we know that's not what it means, it's not even a milah to do that. So he says the same thing over here. You're just creating undue stress, extra inui, which is not a mitzvah. V'oid, Dr. Mashag, not only is not a mitzvah, but you should not do it because it's yontif. Yom Kippur is a yontif, like Gemara Dash, it's like Hashem Mechubad, you need ksus nekia, you have to be mechavid yontif. You have to clean up the house, and you have to be dressed properly. So besides whatever inui in the Torah said, other than that, we treat it as a yontif. There's even a Sudas Yamtif, which was one of the other reasons Rabbi Yehuda says of eating Erev Yom Kippurim, and also that's the Sudas Maitzai Yom Kippurim. Akol Panim, it's a Mikra Kaidish, it's a Yamtif. It's a Mela, a person should not be Mitzai himself more than what the Torah requires. That's what the Marashak says. Now obviously, even if we accept what the Marashak is saying, Bamed Dvarim Amurim in Yom Kippurim, but in Tisha B'Av, doesn't apply. Tisha B'Av is not a yontif. Even though it's called a Mayid, we don't say Tachnum, but it's not a Mikra Kodesh, and it does not need Ksus Nikiyah. In fact, if Tisha B'Av is going to say Shabbos, you have to take off your Digni Shabbos at the beginning of Tisha B'Av. Right? It's not a time to be dressed L'Kodesh Hashem B'Chubed. Right? So, that reason doesn't apply. And the other reason also, he's saying that the Mashak says that why didn't say the same thing for Achila, this is Vida, if you can keep a, okay, you don't have that by Tisha B'Av. It's true there's a din of Suda Mafsekas, but that's not Midin Suda. That's what's called the Suda Tisha B'Av. That's as a chelik of the Avelos, of sitting on the floor. Akoponim, the reasons of the Mashag, L'chayr, do not apply by Tisha B'Av. Now, even though the Panamiris himself says it's only a Chumrah, the reason he says it's a Chumrah is because Rav Yishayim are Mekel, like the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that if it's not Oyer, it's Mutter. So it's a Chumrah to be Chayshish for the Rambam. Okay, but if somebody wants to be chayish for the Rambam, according to the Rambam, you have to do this. According to the Rambam, it's min hadin. Elamai, we're not passing the Rambam. But if somebody wants to be chayish for the Rambam, how can you say, look, it's yantif? What do you mean it's yantif? But according to the Rambam, this is the way to be knowing on this yantif. You tell me that the other Rishonim not. Okay, somebody wants to be chayish for the Rambam. It's hard to hear the whole svara of the Marshag that he's saying that you can't do it because of chayish Hashem Mechubed. And what he's saying that Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah to eat. Okay, because that's taka mitzvah to eat. There's no steering to that. But over here, there's an issur to wear shoes. Question is, which shoes? So someone wants to be machmer chayish for the Rambam. It's not daima to somebody who's eating on extra inuyim on his own. He's not eating it. The Rambam added it. The Rambam didn't eat it. The Rambam lumshat the sugya like that. That's how he paskins. So it's hard to hear that it should be offer. And in fact, the Mishabrura Taka Paskins that there is a Makom Lahach when the Mishabrus and Tafri Shudal Sif Kotten Hay. He brings the Panamiris. Yesh Rachmir Shalai Lotzeis Beminu La'osim Be'levadim Be'osim Kiminu Shalonu Be'megin Al Regal Be'eni Margish Kal Shu Yachaf Be'lav B'chal Inuyu U'lefizeh. He says who are the Galashin, which sounds like some kind of rubbers or boots, Shalguma made out of rubber. Yesh Lahachmir Be'hinei Dr. Mishabrura, Afshain Limchis Biada Makilin, Afresh Ashulchanach Vrai Bachrainim Makilim is a. We can't be Meichin, somebody who's Meikel like the Machab, or Mikal Mokam, Misha Evshalai, somebody for whom it's possible, Nochain Lahachmim is a. The Lelech Ban Pelois Shal Beged Kinog. Person should not wear any kind of shoes. If it's possible for him, it's Nochain Lahachmim. It's a little bit of a chiddush, because, I mean, just the lashon itself is a little bit hard to be miyashim, because he starts off saying, "Enlim chayz biyadam akilin," which sounds like that if somebody is a shayla, you should tell him that it's awesome. But then he just says, "Nochayn lahachmir." Somebody who could do it is nochayn. He doesn't say somebody who could do it has to be machmir or yesh lahachmir. He says, "Nochayn lahachmir." So it's a little bit of a steer in the lashon, nishkefelach, but just in the lashon. Akupana b'de mishmeru is passing that one should be machmir if he can, which is really shtegel chiddush, because I mean that part of it is not the chiddush. The chiddush is that he's saying the first part ein limchayz biyadam akilin sounds like a person, like we said, a person really should be machmer. So chiddush, Rav Yishayim are mekel, Rav Achanim are mekel, the Shulchan Aruch is mekel, and he took this shita of the Panamiris and the Rambam, and he's saying that a person should really be machmer. It's shtegel chiddush, the psak of the Mishabura. And just could I to point out that a person might say, the Mishabur said somebody is Avshal Hachmer. For me, I can't be Machmer. I can't do it because my feet hurt if I stand without any kind of slippers or support, or when I walk in the street, I have to wear something. Okay, it's an Echanami. So if it's not an Ikra Adin and it's a Chumrah, so it's not all or nothing. So a person could say, okay, if he has to stand for a long Shemoneh Esrei, his feet will hurt. Okay, so for Shemoneh Esrei, put on the shoes, put on the slippers. But when a person's sitting and saying Pesukah D'Zimra, why should he be wearing the shoes? He doesn't need it then. Or a person needs it when he walks in the street. Okay, so wear it when you walk in the street, you come into shul, you come home, you can take it off. So every person really has to be done in his own matziv, what's efshar and what's not efshar. And so this is all the sheet of the Panam Iris. But the sheet of the Bach, who's saying not to wear even on Pilash Shal Beged, that the Mishabur does not bring at all, and Adarabba. When he says over here this Chumrah, he says, Nochein lahachmer, v'leilich b'am Pilash Shal Beged. He says, that's not what you should do, to wear on Pilash Shal Beged. So to go yachas l'gamri, it seems, is not brought la'alocha b'chlau, that sheet of the Bach, even though he says that his rebbe's were noig like that, so apparently there was such a minig, but kifi anira, that la'alocha, we don't have to be chayish for that. Now, although the Meshubura brings the Shita of the Panama Iris, not to wear any shoes, he brings it over here in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, even though the Shari Tshuva over there brings it, the Meshubura does not mention it. So it would seem that the Meshubura is only Chayshish for it, this Chumra by Yom HaKippurim, and not by Tisha B'Av. The reason is Pashat, because Yom HaKippurim is Deiraisa. It's Machlokes Yushanim, whether all the Inuim are Deiraisa or only Achilu Shtia. Okay, but so either because v'chayshish, which I think we talk a pascha like that, that all the noyim are there, right? So even if not, akapanim, it's certainly Yom Kippur is Mohammed and Tisha B'Av in the fact that the ikad denina is there, right? So maybe that's why he was more is more chayshish by Yom Kippur than by Tisha B'Av. I'll just be misaying with the chiddush din that I saw in the sefer Hilchosim and Hagei Ben Hametzarim from Rav Karp. He says over there that a shoe, something that's a real shoe, but it's not made out of leather, it's made out of a synthetic material, like many of the different kinds of sneakers or chadayim that we have nowadays. He says that's considered mamish a shoe, and it's mustabed, and that's also lukuliyam. Again, he's not talking about slippers, he's saying something that's a shoe, and it's mamish, and people, I guess he means something, the kind of thing that people wear on a regular basis, but it's just grad and not made out of leather. He says that it's mustabed, everybody would ask. That he's saying over here. The Gemara says Ar, the Shulchan Aruch says Ar. Okay, so he'll say, yeah, but in times of the Shulchan Aruch, they wore these synthetic shoes didn't exist. Okay, but it sounds like he's making a new gzera. To say that that's bechlal the gzera, l'chayra chiddush, and l'chayra olav l'havi raya. And kafi haner, that the minigoylam is not like that also.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.